Hi, this is a dictation for patient Khalilur Rahman, K-H-A-L-I-L-U-R-R-A-H-M-A-N. Date of birth is 4/11/75. Date of accident 4/28/2023. Date of visit is 8/16/2023. Gentleman Khalilur Rahman is here for a quality violation on 8/16/23. Allegedly, he was involved in a T-bone accident where mostly the front part of the car was hit and his driver's side passenger door was damaged. And patient has started having pain in the lower back. And today he's complaining of pain in the left shoulder also and difficulty in lifting the arm that he was not experiencing so much before. In addition, patient has pain in the left wrist. He also suffers from headaches, which are 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And there is a loss of consciousness at the time of accident for a few minutes, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear, loss of memory, lack of focus, nightmare, fearful of the event. But there is no vision problem, no blurred vision, spots in the vision or loss of vision field, no incontinence, no nausea, vomiting, and no taste problem, smell problem, or any facial nerve problem. Patient is undergoing physical therapy, and the visit date is 7/10/2023. After that, I'll dictate the 8/16 later on. Let's the follow-up visit date is 7/10/2023. Apparently, the patient has been following up with the physical therapy on a regular basis. Any reports? 20% improvement. His pain level is around 5. ADLs are affected around 6. Please review the chart for rest of the history of ADL system review. And he denies any symptoms of TBI. Now no dizziness, vertigo, headaches are gone. No vision disturbance. No lack of focus, lack of concentration, no loss of balance is reported, no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Additional history is from the chart, substance abuse from the chart, and compliance plan is also from the chart. Physical examination, blood pressure 112 over 74, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which will be 6/5/2023, dictation number is 0609-001. Please add the examination for the left shoulder. The patient started feeling pain in the posterior part of the left shoulder near the rotator cuff region. His pain is around between 5 and 6. He is able to lift the left shoulder up to 130 degrees of abduction maximum. After that, he experienced pain. On passive movement, there is a normal range of motion. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal with no dislocation noticed, no contusion, no laceration, no other positive finding. And on palpation, there is no rapidus or popping noise, grinding noise. And range of motions are as described is 130 degrees of abduction without pain. And anterior posterior apprehension test was positive and Hawking Kennedy test was positive for rotator cuff injury. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. The patient does not want any pain medication at this time. He wants to continue the physical therapy which has been ordered and focusing on the lower back, the left wrist and left shoulder, and his disability remains off work, housework replacement and transportation help. The medications are not being given as his request. He was given on the last visit, on the first visit, some medications that is not even used. So X-ray of the hand was done and it was found to be negative for any fractures. A MRI of the back lumbar spine is being ordered, and an MRI of the shoulder also is being ordered. Once these MRIs are available, then patient will be evaluated and treatment protocol will be updated. Thank you.